Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Casbo Rants. Holy shit, fuck, are you shitting me? No fucking way, you've lost your fucking mind. Sweet mother of Christ, what's wrong with you? No, fuck, shit, son of a damn it! Get over it, unfucking believable. Casbo Rants, let's go.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Casbo's Rants. I'm Casbo, or I'm Cole, the part that rants. This is Season 5, Episode 154. Glad to be back. Took a couple weeks off. It happens every now and then. But we are ready to roll. First, I want to give a big shout-out to our sponsors, ASN Lifestyle Magazine. Don't forget, 3 million readers can't be wrong. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the lifestyle world, make it a habit each month to read your new edition of ASN Lifestyle, ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. Don't forget, you can also go to ASN Lifestyle Magazine Awards.com and vote for us, Crazy Winter Nights, for Best Trade Show Event, and also Adult Takeover, as well as Full Swap Radio for Best Supporting Business. So please give us a little love. We only have a couple days left of that. And then the top five will move on. So we need your love. We're in those, the top 10 of each one of those categories. So please help us out. Also, smokinmeatsbarbecuetreats.com. Don't trust your holiday or summer picnic or whatnot or any of your meat anytime to just blah. Get smokinmeatsbarbecuetreats.com meat rubs today. That's smokinmeatsbbqtreats.com. Very soon, we're actually going to have our very own Casbo blend, special Casbo blend from Smokin' Meats BBQ Treats. Can't wait to get it out there to you. Finally, you know, if you're going to spend the money on a great sex toy and you want something you know, a name you're going to trust, MotorBunny.com. That's right. Check it out every day and check them out, MotorBunny.com. Get a $50 gift or a rebate when you go and order one of the machines. You can get one of their originals or one of the new Bucks. If you go on our porn channel, Casbo, you can actually see Miss Amanda riding the new Buck. She loved it. So don't settle for anything second-rate, MotorBunny.com. All right, so let's get on to the topic at hand and the things going on in the world around us, if you will. So many times in life, concepts that happen in the real world are just as effective in the lifestyle world. And I talk about that all the time. I'm constantly pointing that out. And I'm putting the parallels of that together because usually to understand why, if we would or wouldn't do something in the real world, you know, how that relates to the lifestyle world. Because we understand the lifestyle is like a fantasy land. The lifestyle is like an amusement park. It's not real. It has very real consequences, but it's not the same as day-to-day life. But today I want to talk about something that's a very important concept in the real world, something that's used often and should be, but how in the lifestyle it absolutely is a negative. And how we have to separate the two. And that's the concept of justification. Right now, some of you are going, well, okay, this is going to get one of those Cole's weird episodes. Not really. Hear me out. This will make a lot of sense to you as we go through. Justification and the concept, we all understand what justification is, correct? You use the justification, you're going to make a decision or you make a decision and you justify why you made or are making that specific decision. What is your logic behind it? Now, let me say it again. What is your logic behind it? Which is another way to say, what are the facts behind it? So when you are problem solving with a group at your job, and you're all spitballing different ideas, and all of a sudden you have this idea, it's a pretty solid idea, what's your justification for it? How can you justify it? So an example would be, hey, look, if we take and we reduce everybody's shift by 1 hour, we can actually take and raise productivity, you know, 23%. We can actually save bottom line revenue by, you know, or bottom line expenses. We can cut 18% of expenses out, and we can actually make sure that we don't have to lay anybody off, right? Those would be justifications for an action. So again, the action would be reduce everybody's hours by 1 hour each day. And what the, here's what the results are, and here's the justification to get there. But it's based upon a fact. It's not just a feeling. When you're justifying things in the real life, it's not just a feeling as a general rule. I mean, there's times you go, well, I feel like this is right. But that's usually not going to get very far in an overall discussion or in a workplace or life in situation. It needs to be more concrete than that. We don't, that's a justification generally is not very willy-nilly like that, okay? We understand that. And let's face it, we don't want to make decisions at our jobs or have people higher above us at our jobs make decisions based upon just some random thought. We want there to be able to be a justification. Show me the numbers. Show me the math. Show me the logistics. Show me why I should buy in. Show me how this is going to work. Now, even in using those concepts, we know that the justification sometimes does not equal out. We can go through the whole process. We have this, the justification solid, but it still didn't work. So justification doesn't ensure success of a plan, of an implementation. And that's using facts. Let that sink in for a second. This is going to be important to the overall concept of what we're talking about here. The justification using facts does not ensure success of said solution. Using facts. So what happens when instead of facts we replace it with emotions? What happens when we replace it with feelings, with nothing? With the justification of because. Oh boy. How does that alter the success rate? A lot. A lot. Because it's not actually justified. So let's translate this into the lifestyle. Because right now you're probably going, how does this tie in? The lifestyle, and by the lifestyle, I mean BDSM, I mean swingers, I mean poly, I mean all of it, is thick with justification. You'll see it in all kinds of different forms. I'm trying to convince my significant other that we should get in the lifestyle. What you're saying is you're trying to come up with ways to justify why you should be in the lifestyle. We have a chance to hook up with another couple. I know that you're not really interested, but let me justify my answer. Let me justify why we should do this. Let me justify why you should take one for the team. I know we can't afford this party, or it's not, it has kind of a bad reputation, but let me justify why we should go. Why we should show up anyways. I'm sure you can think of others. Now, right off the bat, of the examples I gave, what's something you notice? What part of those justifications are to justify something positive? They're not. See, the unique part of justification in the lifestyle is, as a general, when you look at it, and I say general because nothing's 100%, but as you look at it, most of the time, you're trying to justify something, or you're trying to get somebody else to justify something or agree with something that's not in their best interest, or quite possibly is not in your best interest. You're not justifying it to prove why this is the right thing to do. You're justifying it to get what you want. And there's a tremendous difference. The sad thing is I know this will never reach all the ears it needs to, because it never does. But hopefully some people will share this accordingly. Number one, there's nothing about the lifestyle that is a must-have, is a need. Let's start with that. And I'm the biggest advocate of the lifestyle out there, but let's start with what it really is. The lifestyle is not a need. Polyamory is not a need. BDSM is not a need. There is nothing about the lifestyle that actually you cannot live without. And some people go, well, some sex therapists go, well, sexual freedom. But no, stop. There's nothing about the lifestyle I'm not talking about specific things like the gay and lesbian community or bisexuality or transgender. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the overall lifestyle. There's nothing in the lifestyle you need. Nothing. So then to try to justify any part of it to get someone else to do something you want is absolutely asinine. 100% bullshit. And completely, quite honestly, unforgivable. Now, some people go, well, but there's the justification lifestyle of why you're in it to people that don't understand. You should never you have no responsibility to justify your life choices to anybody else. So if you think that you need to justify to a vanilla why or to family or friends or why you're in the lifestyle, there's your next mistake. Because at no point in time should you have to justify any part of your lifestyle to anybody else. So that kind of takes that out of the equation. But let's think about this for a minute. Let's think about the concept of justifying and trying to what part of the lifestyle, if people legitimately are honest about why they're in it, to enhance, right? To enhance their experiences, make their better and better, blah, 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 blah. Why would you have to convince or justify your logic to your spouse or significant other? If you love them and they're opposed to it, that should be enough, right? Tell me how justifying, how coming up with reasonings, logics to pressure, to try to twist the facts, to try to convince them. Otherwise, tell me how that's going to help your relationship. Tell me at what point in time how that's going to make your relationship better when shit goes south or goes off the rails, because it happens. And at that point in time, the reality of you forced me, you badgered me, you hounded me, you tricked me comes into play. Tell me how being anything other than letting the concept of the lifestyle stand on its own merit to each individual is a positive. You see, if being a lifestyle is a positive to me and it's a positive to my significant other, and we both feel that way, it stands on its own, then excellent. And if something goes south down the road, we can reevaluate. That's a totally different ballgame. But no one forced or justified why someone should do something they're not comfortable with. It's the same with taking one for the team. When does that justification come into play most of the time? When are we trying to justify something like that? When our significant other doesn't want to hook up with one of the partner, doesn't have the same feel, the same excitement, the same whatever. And whether it's we're trying to justify them to take one for the team and play, or whether we're trying to justify why they should let us play, or why it should be all right for us to play, it's not a positive, kids. It's a negative. You're trying to sell them. When you truly justify something in the real world, you're not selling them on them. You're presenting the facts. The facts should sell them themselves. The projected facts should sell them. Not the bamboozle and the lights and sound and all the rest of the crap behind it. When you're trying to justify the lifestyle, you're trying to sell them. Because there is no facts. The fact is, you want something. They aren't on board with it. And you've got to figure out a way to make them get on board with it. It's the same when it comes to trying certain events or trying certain different parts of the lifestyle, polyamory, BDSM. Maybe it's like going out to a nudist camp. Maybe it's being a voyeur, whatever the case may be. Those concepts need to stand on their own merit, not be convinced. You should not sell the other person involved on why they should be okay with something. And you need to examine what you're doing if that's what you're having to do. And what you need to examine is, what level of priority are you putting on your other person's degree of happiness or enjoyment versus what degree of enjoyment are you on your own? Now, I want to take a second here to put out there, every single one of us have been guilty at some point in time, if you do this with a couple or something or another, of trying to justify wanting to do what you want to do. We've all been guilty of it. And we all need to acknowledge that and admit that and understand that we all have to do better. And that we've made mistakes and hopefully we're doing better. But what the challenge I put out to you is, just like we've all been guilty of trying to justify something we wanted, we've all been on the other end, the receiving end of having somebody try to justify to get us to do something we don't want. How did that make you feel? Be careful how you answer this. If you're listening to this with your significant other, or your significant other will listen to this at some point in time, be very careful how you answer this. Because how you may answer right now, oh, well, it really didn't bother me, isn't exactly how the shit went down. You need to keep that in mind. This is about being honest. This is about being very straightforward, very honest, and very real. You have to understand what you're doing when you try to justify something, force feed something based upon emotion or because there is no fact. There's not a single fact in the world that you can put out there to justify why someone should have sex with somebody else or do anything with someone else they're not attracted or interested in. There is none. And it's not a fact just because you want to stick your dick in this girl or you want to get this guy's dick stuck in you. That does not work. It's not a fact. There's absolutely zero justification in the world to force someone to go to an event they're uncomfortable at. There's zero redeeming quality in it. Nothing. There's zero redeeming quality in trying to force someone to do something or be accepting of something that they're not. Polyamory, BDSM, swinging, voyeurism, whatever. And honestly, that's the same, but that does tie into the real world as well. It's just like there's not a single justification in the world to justify for somebody to go to a church group if they're not comfortable, or go to a dinner party that they're not comfortable, or being part of a club they don't want to be a part of. Because you want to does not equal, it does not mean there's some magic fact that makes it the fact of the matter that this would make you happier. No, it wouldn't. It would make the person presenting happier. Now, if you want to fucking man or woman up and own that shit and say, I want, my justification is I want this really bad and I want you to go along with it because you love me. Well, then I challenge you to at least say that. Being prepared for the answer that might not be what you want and be willing to accept the answer if it's not what you want. But at least be honest with it. Look, if you want to get into BDSM, and whether you are someone that you want to get into being a recipient of things like floggers and things like that, rock on. Or if you want to get into being someone who being a dom, rock on. That's fine. But if your significant other or spouse is supposedly you're doing this with, unless your rules are set up that you're doing it solo, goes, I'm not okay with that, don't force them to. Don't try to justify why they should. That's not okay. Now, there's a new thing you see in the world with the justification, which is there is a silent justification. Well, yeah, it's okay, yeah. So many times what you're starting to see now is couples not talking about it. Because they know there is no justification. They can't sell them on it. And a lot of things you're starting to see couples out there, part of the couple is not okay with it. Whether it be swinging, whether it be group sex, whether it be a certain couple or a person to play with, whether it be a kink fetish, a separate activity, a separate event. Not okay with it. So what we start to see is a reverse justification. Oh, the reverse justification. In real life, or reverse justification, we do that a lot of times. If somebody else comes with an idea, we don't like it, but the majority like it. We have to find a way to justify in our own mind, and we do with a reverse justification. Well, everybody else voted for it. I didn't, so if it falls apart, it's not my problem, whatever the case may be. Which, even in the real world, is not good. It's not effective, but that happens. But you're starting to see the reverse justification become a huge factor in the lifestyle. What you're having is you're having husbands, wives, whatever, significant others, convincing themselves why it's okay to go ahead and push forward with being in a lifestyle. Well, because I was cheating all the time. So now it's not cheating because we're in the lifestyle. You didn't help the other person. You helped yourself. It was reverse justification. Well, I knew I was going to have an affair regardless. It's a reverse justification. So what you're doing is you're justifying yourself to feel okay with it. Well, I wanted my shot to try this. Your reverse justification. Reverse justification is actually worse, in my opinion, than straight justification. And I'll tell you why. When you are pulling reverse justification on yourself in the lifestyle, when you are justifying why it's okay to hook up and force your partner to take one for the team, why it's okay, why you are justifying to go ahead and break the rules and why it was okay to break your rules, because that's a big one with reverse justification. What you're actually doing is you are acknowledging the fact that what you're doing is hurtful to the person, the other person in your relationship. You are acknowledging the fact that you know that is not something they want, like, or are happy with, and you're trying to justify why it's okay to cause pain and strife to somebody you supposedly care about. It's think of it this way. If your kid has a band recital, right? And they suck. Okay? Because I don't care. You love your kids much. Most band recitals suck. It is what it is. But it's really important to your kid. If you purposely schedule shit so you can't go, knowing that it's going to hurt your kid, they're going to be crushed because you weren't there. And then you justify it in your own mind with, well, but this is an important chance for a career upgrade. This is an important chance to meet this person, whatever the case may be. You are acknowledging that you are causing pain to your child and the reason it's okay to do it. You're justifying why it's okay to walk up and bitch slap your kid. Do you understand when you reverse justify shit in the lifestyle, you are basically saying, I'm going to walk up, I'm going to punch my fucking person that I care the most about in their fucking face, and I'm going to go, and this is why it's okay that I did that. Think about that for a minute, because I promise you haven't. Most people don't. They haven't looked at it that way before. We justify shit in the lifestyle and reverse justify shit because we go, well, our dynamic, we're okay with it. Are you? Because it's really interesting when you talk to the other side, how many times people are not okay with things. They've went along with it. They went along with it because, like, well, it makes you happy, so maybe it'll end sooner. There was a couple that were very good friends of ours that started down, got married, and they started down this path. And the one said to us one time, the worst mistake when she started to allow outside play partners in was she didn't put enough rules in. They're divorced now. You see, what happens is at some point in time, enough becomes enough. Folks, I'm going to caution you on something because this is something I truly believe. Having lived in my own life, having experienced it, having been responsible for it, I can tell you reverse justification for something, horrible. Let me give you an example. I'm going to give you a very personal example, one that scared the hell out of me, and well should have. There was a couple that Miss Amanda was not fans of at all. She really did not want to hook up with them in the least. I really did. I want to hook up with this girl. Man, did I want to hook up with this girl. And finally, we were at the bar one night, and they were there, and I was drunk, and they were drunk, and basically, they wanted to fuck, and I badgered and reverse justified, and Amanda gave in. She specifically said to me, I just have this feeling, please use a condom with her. Absolutely. We got to the hotel within minutes. He couldn't get it up for her, thank God. Within minutes, me and this girl are fucking, we are going at it. I mean, like, they hadn't even heard it in the room, and we were already fucking. So all said and done, Amanda goes, did you use a condom? Nope. Sure didn't. Well, she's very upset, understandably so. About a week later, no, not even a week later, three or four days later. No, it was about a week later. Doesn't matter. Close enough. 5 days. I am talking to this gal, and I said, how often do you get tested? Well, they were new. They were, hadn't been getting tested. But because I said something, they were going to go get tested. And then some had painful outbreak. Got a call 2 days later. Yep. Guess what? They both had herpes. I've got to tell you what when you're sitting there and Miss Amanda was at work waiting for her to come home and having to tell her that the couple that she specifically didn't want to do, that I reverse justified it the whole nine yards and reverse justified not using condoms, breaking something she'd asked me to do, and to say that all of a sudden I'm sitting there because, oh my God, there's a chance I've been exposed to herpes. It was 2 weeks after we hooked up that she, that their outbreak. There's a chance I was exposed to herpes. That was a motherfucker. Now, went in, got tested, did not have herpes. Very fortunate. Very lucky. But I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about a long couple of weeks. You want to talk about the stress and the animosity and the feelings of fear. And trust me, for quite a while after that, because we had one test, it came back negative, and we went in 30 days, did it again to make sure, as per what the doctor recommended, came back negative, great, we don't have herpes. But the stress with it, because of that reverse justification. And I encourage you, if you're using reverse justification, or even regular justification for that matter, in the lifestyle, to stop it. Think what you were doing. I'm telling you, the karma of this will come back in such a sledgehammer way, you have no idea. I challenge you, first and foremost, I'm supposed to write a letter in therapy for how I feel about things. But it's not to share yet. It's just to write the letter. I challenge you first and foremost to take that same concept and sit down and write an honest letter to yourself about if you're using justification or reverse justification, and write that letter as if you're writing it to your significant other. Don't give it to them. Don't show them. It's a private thing. But write it out. Honestly evaluate if you're doing it or if you have done it. Write it out. After you write it out, plan the conversation. Encourage if your significant other doesn't listen to the show to have them listen to the show. But plan it out and then have that the conversation with your significant other. talk about it. Look, the only way stuff like this can change and get better is if we are open and honest with ourselves about whether or not we are doing it and how we are doing it and what we're doing with it. And we're actually addressing it and trying to solve it and fix it. If you don't believe that you've ever used justification in the lifestyle or reverse justification, then I encourage you to make sure your significant other listens to this show. And the challenge then is this. Let your significant other write the letter. Because you might just be shocked and amazed what that says. Your mind may be blown when you find out that they feel like you have used justification and reverse justification. And then I encourage you to start working on the problem and start healing and solving it. Folks, this is a big topic. This is a big deal. This can make all the difference in the relationship, in life, but definitely in your adventure of the lifestyle. And I sincerely hope you listened all the way through. I hope you'll do the little exercise that I'm encouraging you to do. I hope you'll spend the time to think about it. I hope you'll learn from it. Kids, you've heard me say it before. I'll say it again. This rant's over.